WVIA's Community Connection takes us to the Keystone Mission in Scranton and Wilkes-Barre this week. President and CEO Danielle Keith Alexandre and Communications Director Jillian Miro discuss the mission's mission of healing and hope. Danielle Keith Alexandre tells us how Keystone Mission came to be.
Keystone Mission began in 2005, really a grassroots operation out of the back of a truck, handing out food to the community, specifically unsheltered individuals or homeless people, as we often refer to them as. And out of that is kind of what started the effort. We have various forms of outreach. We have those of our guests who will come into our innovation centers, and we have two locations for our innovation centers. The original location is in Scranton, and our newly opened Wilkes-Barre Innovation Center in October of last year. And we understand that pride and stigma and shame and fear and a whole bunch of other things may be the reason why someone may not come in to receive services. So instead of them coming to us, we go to them.
A lot of the times I am sitting down with individuals who have gone through our program and asking them, where are you? You know, what's your story? And how are we helping you? And I think when other individuals read those stories, they see they helped someone like me, maybe I should go.
It is a very sobering and very humbling time for that individual, brave for them too. What kind of personnel do you have to help them through the mind, body, spirit transformation?
At Keystone Mission, we believe in the holistic approach. So when someone enters our premises, we have case specialists there who will greet them. And we believe in building relationships because relationships are foundational, not only to the guest and also the staff, but it also helps to build trust and help that process as they move forward. So we have the case specialists that would just get to know who they are. And of course, we know all of that comes along with sometimes gathering specific information and just finding what services they need. And being faith-based, we also have Bible study every single day. So for those who feel the need to go and receive those services, they are also able to. That is not a prerequisite for anyone to receive further services, but we make that available to anyone who will want to participate as well.
When someone comes to Keystone Mission, how long is the process before you start to see a change in the individual?
The initial process in getting and meeting and speaking with someone and knowing exactly what the needs are of that person, that will take about 2 weeks. But to see the transformation as these changes start to happen and they realize that things are starting to work, at times we can see things right away, because when those things start to appear, then they're happy and they're saying, yes, we found a place that can help us. And that really is the trajectory that helps them to move forward.
What does it do for the counselors and the staff when you see them coming back?
It is so rewarding that you've helped a guest and to see them come back. And as you check in with them, sometimes we won't see them for a couple of months because they may have gone into rehab, or they may have relocated, or they may have had a new job. But when they come back in to say thank you, or when we see them outside and we see that we're doing well, those are the things that we are so happy about. It takes work. It takes work. And we encourage those who come in that life change can happen, but it takes the work and participation of both parties, Keystone Mission and the guest.
You see a lot of life change, and as you mentioned, it is an awful lot of work, but it is an awful lot of work emotionally and professionally for the staff. So do you have sessions where you kind of talk together or just have debriefing sessions, decompress and just kind of drink this all in?
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, every single morning we gather for our devotional period. We use that time as a moment to reflect. There are also avenues where if staff needs to or come and talk during the day, we also have that available. So the energy that the staff is putting out to assist individuals, they are also being refreshed by what is needed for them to continue doing the work.
Tell us what you feel the strongest part of your mission at Keystone Mission is with regard to your responsibilities and your outreach to the public.
You get to love and appreciate the area, not just because of the work, but the people that you meet. Coming into the office, the Scranton location, every single day, I get to meet guests outside and I get to have conversations with them. And we'll never know how far these conversations can go. It does something for me because I am not just doing administrative stuff and doing all the other things that a CEO and executive director will do, but I'm also the person that will sit and talk with guests. not just outside, but go down to the day room and how are you doing? And we'll sit and just talk about what's going on and how they can move forward. And I think one of the strong points that I can tell about the community is that the Scranton community is a loving community. I know that it may be difficult at times in terms of the unsheltered community and bridging the gap between the residents and the unsheltered community. But I think that having moments where people can just be educated about what homelessness is and what a homeless person looks like. It's not just someone on the street. We have people that are homeless living in cars. So it takes a lot, and just trying to bridge that gap and open up that communication, I think, is one of the best things that can happen to our communities.
You have a lot of ears listening to your mission, people who are maybe unaware of the good work you do. So what would you want to tell our audience with regard to some of the things they should look for in their communities to try to help those who might be having a hard time?
One of the things community members or residents can do is partner. Find a local organization that serves people and try to find some time and volunteer, and you may learn a lot from that person that you're going to serve. It helps us to have a new awareness and a new appreciation for life itself. So just finding that community organization, sometimes walking down the street, you see someone who's on the side of the road. It doesn't hurt to say, hello, how can I help you? Or I know of a place where you can go and get help. So those are things that, you know, will assist.
Tell me about that exchange that you have with individuals that come to the Keystone Mission for help.
It's a very beautiful one, I think. You know, I'm sitting down and asking someone about their story to tell me what got them to this certain situation, the circumstance. And it's cool. You see a lot of personality behind someone that you just label as homeless is really just a human being that might be down on their luck or dealing with mental health issues or, you know, has a broken relationship. To just see the humanity behind that is really awesome. There's just this level of empathy on both sides, and to be able to sit down to talk with them, they open up relatively easy, and they just want to know that they're loved and they're appreciated. And I think the staff does a really good job of doing that with them. It's a humbling experience to just know that any one of us could be like one or two steps away from homelessness. So it's a beautiful thing to sit down and have those conversations. And they're appreciative. You see the ones that come in every day that really want to change their lives. Those are the guests that succeed the most in the programs because they want real change. They want to get back to that point in their life where they're independent, where they're sustainable. 365 days a year, they can come and have a warm meal. They can get shower access and have a nice place to lay their head at night. And we also have our Code Blue, which is in Scranton. So this is when seasonally during different bouts of weather, we partner with the city of Scranton, the Parks and Recreation at Weston Field House, and guests will come in there as well to have shelter. Beyond that, we also have our Male Transformation Center, which is in Wilkes-Barre, and that's our 24/7 residential program. So men who are facing addiction and facing homelessness are able to live there, get life skills, vocational training, work with case management, and eventually graduate from the program, you know, feeling independent and sustainable, having a job, having community relationships, whether that be with churches, whether that be with different agencies that we have partnered with, and just to know that they have a firm foundation to step back out into the world again.
How can you separate what you do, which is pretty intense, at the shelter from your personal life?
When you're fully invested into it and you're passionate about it, sometimes it's hard to walk away from that, you know? So a lot of the times, I think, and I'd probably speak for a lot of the staff too, is, you know, we pray a lot about, you know, the guests who come in, the residents that are at the Transformation Center, and just for each other to give us strength, to give us wisdom as to what to do in all these different situations. But it's never something I think you fully walk away from, you know? It's heavy on your heart. You're always thinking about it. You're always coming up with new ideas. Probably it's who I am when you can't sleep. When it's a part of you, it's a part of you, and I think we would accredit to prayer and quiet times.
How about you, Danielle? How do you make that little bit of a transfer?
Because you're in the work, it's very hard to walk away. A lot of prayer, having a lot of faith and a lot of hope, and just going over things. I do this daily, how the day was and what I could have done better, or what was good today. And I think having quiet time is helpful, too. Because as much as our guests and our residents are being helped, is also important for the staff and also myself to be refreshed and to be refilled to be better able to serve them.
Where could we find you?
We are online at www.keystonemission.org. That outlines a lot of our programs, how you can get in contact with us, and even different opportunities to serve if you're interested in volunteering. And we're on social media, and you can always give us a call as well. We are always happy to help. We run 5 or so different programs 7 days a week, from Innovation Center to the shelter to weekend meal outreach. We can always use an extra helping hands, you know, and there's a lot of people that have a lot of talent out there, and we'd love to learn more about you and work alongside them as well.
And we would be happy if you would love to partner with us.
President and CEO Danielle Keith Alexandre and Communications Director Jillian Miro of the Keystone Mission in Scranton and Wilkes-Barre. For Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.